Robert Garcia's America Last Agenda. Meet the far-left Democrat leading House Oversight. By Jasmine Jordan on June 25, 2025. On Tuesday, House Democrats elected Representative Robert Garcia, DCA, as the newest ranking member on the House Oversight Committee, elevating a lawmaker with a long record of far-left policies and radical priorities. In a post on X announcing his new role, Garcia wrote, "We will hold Donald Trump and his administration accountable for their corruption and work to make our government more effective for the American people." In 2020, as mayor of Long Beach, Garcia championed a taxpayer-funded universal basic income program, giving $500 a month in free cash payments to selected residents. Also around that time, Garcia backed a plan to slash the Long Beach Police Department's budget by over $10 million, roughly 5%. And cut 54 officer positions. The proposal aimed to shift certain duties from law enforcement to a group of civilian employees. Garcia's soft-on-crime agenda extended to immigration enforcement as well. In 2018, the city council voted to make Long Beach a sanctuary city, passing an ordinance that officials said went beyond California's statewide sanctuary law. The following year, Garcia set up the Long Beach Justice Fund, funneling taxpayer dollars into free legal aid for illegal immigrants. In Congress in 2024, he pushed to expand the program nationwide, introducing federal legislation to guarantee taxpayer-funded legal aid for illegal aliens. In 2025, Garcia reintroduced the ICE Security Reform Act, a bill to separate Homeland Security investigations from ICE and elevate it into an independent agency within the Department of Homeland Security. While ICE would continue to exist in a smaller form, the proposal would strip it of its primary investigative functions. On his campaign website, he endorses a full-blown government takeover of healthcare under the banner of Medicare for All. He also calls for the cancellation of all student loan debt and declares full support for the Green New Deal. When it comes to Biden's fitness for office, Garcia has remained one of the president's most aggressive defenders. In 2024, he stated to CNN, "President Biden, who I've been around numerous times this last year, is sharp and focused. He is bright, experienced, and with age comes incredible wisdom. This is the most prepared person ever to be president. Democrats are united behind him," Garcia continued defending Biden after the debate, saying, "Who cares?" And no, in response to being asked if Biden would lose voters due to his performance, Garcia's allegiance to radical ideology extends to transgender policies. As co-chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus, he voted against the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act in 2023 and accused Republicans of trying to bully and belittle trans children. In April, Garcia traveled to El Salvador with several other House Democrats in an attempt to retrieve Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a deported illegal immigrant charged with human smuggling who reportedly made six figures bringing migrants across the southern border. The move further showed his willingness to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. By elevating the lawmaker to a prominent role, Democrats are embracing an aggressive approach to combating President Donald Trump and his agenda, as well as the radical agenda voters rejected in November. It's no surprise House Democrats would put one of their most extreme socialist members in charge of government oversight, NRCC spokesman Mike Marinella told Breitbart News. "Not only are the radical lunatics taking primaries to the left nationwide, now they're doing it in committee rooms."